Ugly Bugs by Nick Arnold and Tony DeSales.
Look, I think he's hungry.
Introduction. Science can be terribly mysterious. Not just science homework. It's a mystery how they expect you to do it all. No, I mean science itself. For example, what do scientists do all day? Ask a scientist and you'll just get a load of scientific jargon. I study bioluminescence in Coleoptera. English translation. I'm looking at beetles that glow in the dark. It all sounds horribly confusing and horribly boring, but it shouldn't be. You see, science isn't about all-knowing experts in white coats and laboratories and high-tech gadgetry. Science is about us, how we live, and what happens to us every day. And the best bits of science are also the most horrible bits. That's what this book is about. Not science, but horrible science. Take ugly bugs, for instance. You don't need to go very far to find them. Lift up any stone and something crawls out. Look into any dark, creepy corner, and there's some ugly bug lurking there. Sit in a nice early morning bath, and you might discover you'll be sharing it with a huge, hairy spider. You see, ugly bugs bring science to life. Horrible life. Especially when you find out how a praying mantis catches its victims and bites their heads off. Here's your chance to find out many more truly horrible facts about ugly bugs, and discover why for some ignorant adults an ugly bug, any ugly bug, is something to be swatted or sprayed out of existence. How horrible. How horribly interesting. Mind you, it's a good idea to keep this book out of reach of grown-ups because, one, they might want to read it too. Two, it might give them bad dreams. Three, when you've read it, you'll be far better informed than they are. You could tell them a few horrible but true scientific facts, and science will never seem the same again. Actually, a tarantula bite isn't fatal. Ugly bug families. The worst thing about ugly bugs is that there are so many of them. There are thousands and thousands of different types. They have to be sorted out before we can even begin to get to know them. It's a horrible job, but someone has to do it. Don't worry, though. It won't be you. Here's a sorting method that scientists prepared earlier. Each type of living thing is called a species, and these species are put into larger groups called genera, a bit like belonging to a club. Groups of genera make families. Confused yet? You will be. A group of species makes a genera. This group of genera makes a family. Like any family, ugly bug family members look a bit alike, but they don't all live together in a neat little home. If they did, they might start fighting over who uses the bathroom first in the morning. Groups of related families are known as orders, and scientists lump orders together to make huge groups called classes. This has nothing to do with school, even if the classes have to follow orders. Here's an example of what we're talking about. This little bug is a seven-spot ladybird. Makes me sound like an Italian ice cream. Its scientific name is Coccinella septem punctata. Try saying that with a mouthful of popcorn, which is Latin for seven-spot ladybird. And ladybirds belong to an ugly bug family called Coccinellidae. They're ladybirds. Surprise, surprise! Ladybirds belong to the order Coleoptera. That's beetles to you. Beetles belong to the class Insecta, or insects. Simple, really, and it makes good sense for ugly bugs to be organized. There are more than 350,000 species of beetle alone. Try sorting that lot into matchboxes. So now you know how the system works. Why not flip through the ugly bug family album? First, let's meet some irritating insects. Insect bodies are divided into three parts: a head, a middle bit or thorax, and a bit at the back called an abdomen. An insect has two feelers, antennae, on its head and three pairs of legs attached to its thorax. Scientists have identified about a million insect species with bodies like these, and there are plenty more just waiting to be discovered. Yes, it's definitely an insect. I can see its head, thorax, and abdomen very clearly. Earwigs. At least 1,200 species. Earwigs get their name from the balmy belief that they crawl into your ears when you're asleep. They have mean-looking pinchers at the back of their bodies. Males have curved pinchers and females have straight ones. It's warm and dry. Let's move in. Antenna, thorax, abdomen. Grasshoppers, crickets, and locusts. There are more than 13,000 species. They jump around and produce noises by rubbing their legs together to make themselves irresistible to the opposite sex. Wow, listen to those gorgeous legs. Stick insects and leaf insects. Over 3,000 species. Most live in tropical forests. Stick insects are so called because, well, they look like sticks. And leaf insects are so called because, you guessed it, they look like leaves. Either way, they sit about all day looking like part of the furniture. Know anyone like that? It's a clever disguise, of course, but what a life. Spot the insect competition. beetles. At least 350,000 species in this order worldwide. That's more than any other type of animal, but you'd never be able to catch them all in a jam jar. Apart from their vast numbers, many of them are known only as a single example in a museum collection. Poor Uncle Birdie. Termites. More than 2,800 species. Termites like a nice, hot climate. They are small, soft insects, but that doesn't mean they're a soft touch. Termites build nests that look like palaces and are ruled by kings and queens. Guard termites are so serious about their work, they sometimes explode in a bid to defend the nest. Get lost, or I'll explode. Don't be ridiculous. Boom. Ants, bees, and wasps. Well, over 120,000 species in this order worldwide. All members have a narrow waist between the thorax and the abdomen. Most have wings. Worker ants don't develop wings. They're far too busy to go anywhere. Worker ants. Buzz off. Bee, wasp. Mantids and cockroaches. At least 6,500 species. There's a strong family resemblance in their horrible habits. Cockroaches make midnight raids on the pantry. The praying mantis sits around cunningly disguised as part of a plant and waits to pounce on its innocent victims. What a beautiful plant. It's me, you stupid cockroach. Bugs. Over 100,000 species in this area are worldwide. They suck vegetable juices through straw-like mouths. Nothing ugly about that, you might think, except some do like a bit of blood now and then. Straws out, lads. Flies. Far more than 120,000 species in this order. They use one pair of wings for flying, which is what they do best. They also have the remnants of a second pair of wings that look like tiny drumsticks and are actually used for balancing. Most irritating fly habit. Flying backwards, sideways, and forwards around your head. Okay, so you know they're incredible flyers already. Nastiest fly habit. Some types of fly like nothing better than to lick the top of a big, smelly cow pat and then pay a visit to whatever you were going to have for tea. Wipe your feet on the sandwich and come in, kids. Sucking lice. More than 500 species. Lice don't build their own homes. No, they live on other creatures. It's nice and warm there, and you can suck a refreshing drop of blood whenever you feel like it. Lice can live on nearly every mammal. Bats are one of the few exceptions. Or at least no one has ever found a louse on a bat. Don't tell me I've got fleas. Okay, you've got lice. Dragonflies, caddisflies, mayflies are three different orders totaling more than 17,000 species. They start off living in water and then take to the air. Traditional names for dragonflies include horse stingers and devil's darning needles, which is odd because they don't sting horses and you can't mend your socks with them. Mayfly, caddisfly, dragonfly. I don't look like a dragon either. Butterflies and moths. Well over 180,000 species in this order worldwide. They have two pairs of wings and their young start off as caterpillars. Then they hide in a case called a chrysalis and rearrange their body parts before emerging as butterflies or moths. It's a bit like you spending a few weeks taking your body apart in a sleeping bag and then putting it all back together in a different order. You'll never get me up in one of them. So these are the ugly insects, but what about their even more repulsive relatives? Nasty non-insects. If an ugly bug has got more than six legs, or no legs at all, it isn't an insect. Slugs and snails. Over 35,000 species on land, and many live in the sea. Slimy slugs and snails belong to a huge group of animals called the mollusks. It even includes octopuses, but slugs and snails are the only members of the group that have tentacles on their heads. I hate to be a snail. They're so slow and slimy. Centipedes and millipedes are two different classes of ugly bugs. There are about 2,800 species of centipede and more than 10,000 species of millipede. But sinister centipedes gobble up the poor little millipedes and not the other way around. Millipede, a worried one. Centipede, a hungry one. Wood lice. Over 3,500 species. They all have seven pairs of legs. Wood lice, would you believe it, belong to the same class of creature as crabs and lobsters. I don't look anything like that. Wood louse. Spiders. There are 37,000 species in this order, but scientists think there may be up to five times that number waiting to be discovered. What a thought. Most spiders spin silken webs. They have eight legs, of course, and their bodies are divided into two parts. Money spider, tarantula spider. Crikey, bungee jumping. Earthworms, bristleworms, and leeches. More than 16,000 species altogether. Leeches are the nasty bloodsuckers. When a leech sucks blood, it can swell up to three times its original size. There are 300 different leech species. Yuck, one is enough. Mites. There are well over 35,000 species in this order. Unlike spiders, mites have a one-piece body. Many mites are under 1 millimeter long, but they still have some hugely horrible habits. Some eat cheese rinds and the glue in old books. Others suck blood from animals. This is a good book. We're glued to it. So there you have it. Ugly bug families are are horribly confusing. There are so many of them, and they come in a horrible array of shapes and sizes. But they've got one vital feature in common. They're hungry. Take the worms, for example. They're like nothing better than a breakfast of slimy, rotting leaves. And some worms have even more revolting tastes. Weird worms. You can't get away from worms. They live in soil. Bet you didn't know that their slimy relatives also live in the sea. You might also find them at the bottom of ponds and even inside other creatures. There are thousands of worm species with all sorts of ugly habits. But one thing they all have in common is that they're horribly weird. A disgusting discovery. The Pacific Ocean off the Galapagos Islands, 1977. There was definitely something down there, something strange and terrifying. Instruments trailing from the research ship far into the depths below revealed strange rises in sea temperature. Cameras lowered into the deep sea darkness had taken pictures of strange shapes, and water samples taken from the deep sank enough to make you sick. The scientists needed to know more. Someone had to visit those remote depths where no human had ever gone before. But what would they find when they got there? Meter by meter, the submersible slipped ever deeper into the unknown. From the observation window, the scientists could make out nothing but the pitch-black, freezing cold sea. The surface of the Pacific Ocean was a terrifying 2.5 kilometers above their heads, and on every square centimeter of the submersible, a ton of ocean pressed down. In the lights of the tiny craft, the scientists could see strange volcanic rocks, but no sign of life. They shivered. Nothing could live down here in this terrible place, surely. Then it happened. The submersible's temperature gauge spun off a scale with a gigantic heat surge. The water turned from black to cloudy blue. The scientists had found a natural chimney that led deep beneath the Earth's surface. Here, heated chemicals, stinking like rotten eggs, boil up from below at terrifically high temperatures, and the hot, cloudy water was alive with bacteria too small for the eye to see. The billions of bacteria billowed in vast clouds. Strange, ghostly, pale crabs scurried through the ooze on the seabed in search of bits of drowned sea creatures, and there were thousands of giant clams. Then out of the darkness and confusion, the things appeared. The scientists were astounded. What were these creatures? Were they alien life forms? Why did they look so weird? The strange red tips of the creatures waved in the sea. Their bodies were hidden in long, light, upright tubes, each 4 meters long, and they had red blood just like humans. They were giant sea worms, the largest ever seen and of a type unknown to science. But these ugly bugs had no mouths and no stomachs, so how and what did they eat? There was only one way to find out. The robot arm of the submersible reached out and grabbed a worm from its strange home. Back on the ship, a fearless scientist sliced it open. What do you think he found inside? A. Crabs. B. Bits of dead animal that had floated down from the surface. Or C. Beastly bacteria. Answer C. A slimy mass of billions of bacteria. The same disgusting chemical-guzzling bacteria that made the water cloudy. But here comes the surprise. The worms were actually eating the bacteria. Inside the worms' guts, the bacteria ate the smelly chemicals in the water and made new chemicals that the worms could feed off. Quite a cozy arrangement, really. Weird worm varieties. There are three main orders of worms: flatworms, ribbon worms, and segmented worms. So how can you tell which is which? Weird flatworms. Surprisingly enough, flatworms get their name because they are pretty flat. Their bodies aren't divided into segments, and they're pretty slimy, too. They're probably the slimiest worm you'll come across. For example, one type of flatworm, the parasitic tapeworm, can live inside an animal's stomach. Another, called Dugesier, picks on creatures smaller than itself and sucks them up. But if the tiddlers get a bit too big, Ugly Doug wraps them up in a slimy parcel and just sucks bits off them. Parasitic tapeworm. Suck. Then there's the milky white flatworm, a close relative of Dugesier. It lives in water and it's almost see-through, so you can see what it ate for dinner. And when it wants to reproduce, it sometimes tears itself in two. I love this stuff. So I see. Weird ribbon worms. Most ribbon worms live in the sea. Sometimes they have weird tube-like structures that shoot out from their heads to catch other unsuspecting worms and smaller creatures. Ribbon worms can be horribly long. The bootlace worm sometimes reaches several meters. Would you like to meet a worm that's as long as your bootlace? Impressed? Weird segmented worms. The weird worms in this gruesome group all have rounded bodies that divide into segments. Some of them are parasites and can cause disease. Others might live in the soil, in the sea, or fresh water. They live on small plants and animals. Bristle worms belong to this order. Maybe you have spotted them at the seaside? Some of them build tubes out of the sand and sit in them with their tentacles poking out. the uglier bristleworms crawl about looking for prey. They use their two pairs of jaws, two pairs of feelers, and four tentacles to search out their food. They particularly enjoy sucking the insides out of snails. Yummy. A sea mouse, on the other hand, has a mouse-shaped body that's all furry. Sounds quite cute, doesn't it? Except that this worm can grow up to 18 centimeters long and 7 centimeters wide. Sounds more like a sea rat. Want to get friendly with a member of the segmented worm family? Then let's get down to earthworms. Ugly bug fact file. Name of creature, earthworm. Where found? Most soils worldwide. Distinguishing features, segmented body. See-through skin. Slides along by squeezing its body segments forward. Visual identification. Tail end, saddle, head end. I didn't know that. Are earthworms awful? Yes, according to people who don't like slimy, wriggling creatures. No, according to some very famous naturalists. In 1770, Gilbert Wright wrote that, earthworms, though in appearance a small and despicable link in the chain of nature, yet if lost would make a lamentable chasm. Charles Dickens liked earthworms, too. Earthworms have played a most important part in the history of the world. What's so great about these ugly bugs? Worm burrows mix up the soil, bringing vital minerals to the surface, so hungry plants can easily slurp them up. Worm burrows make space for water and air to mix with the soil and reach plant roots. Earthworms drag leaves and other rotting material into their burrows. This rotting material can be taken up by plant roots. So you see, crops grow better in soil when there are lots of earthworms. In fact, in Europe and the USA, there are earthworm farms that produce up to 500,000 worms a day for sale to farmers. Good old earthworms. But earthworms are still ugly bugs, so they do have some terrible habits. After the earth has passed through their bodies, it ends up in ugly earthworm-shaped piles all over your beautiful front lawn. Earthworms love to guzzle lettuce, and their burrowing can damage plant seedlings. Never mind, if your earthworms turn nasty, you can always use them as fishing bait. Are you an earthworm expert? You may think that earthworms are deadly dull and boring, and of course, you'd be right. But delve a little deeper into their humdrum lives, and you'll discover some slimy surprises. See if you can guess these answers. How many worms could you count per hectare of farmland? A. 3. B. 65,697. Or C. 2 million. 2003. 2. Why on earth do earthworms have bristles? This is true. Just try stroking one, if you dare. A. To help them move along. B. To stop the early bird from yanking them out of the soil. C. To sweep their burrows clean. 3. How on earth does a worm accidentally bury a stone? A. The stone rolls into a hole dug by the worm to catch beetles. C. B. Worms push earth up from their burrows until the stone is covered. Or C. Worms tunnel under the stone. The stone falls into the tunnel. 4. How long was the longest earthworm ever found? A. 20 centimeters. B. 35.5 centimeters. Or C. 6.7 meters. 5. Worms have a part of their body called a saddle. What on earth is it used for? A. To give rides to earwigs. B. To carry lumps of food. Or C. To carry eggs about. C. What happens when you cut a short piece off the end of a worm? No need to try this out to discover the answer. A. It gets upset. B. It grows a new tail. C. It joins back together again. 7. What on earth do moles do to worms? A. Eat them. B. Bite their heads off. Or C. Bite their heads off and let them escape. Scrummy! Answers. 1. C. Amazingly enough. 2. A. And B. Trick question, sorry. 3. B. This makes the soil level rise and things level with the soil sink down. 4. C. It was a type of giant earthworm that lives in South Africa. This monster wriggled out of the ground in Transvaal in 1937. 5. C. The saddle is a belt that moves the length of the worm, picking up the fertilized eggs. The worm wriggles free, leaving the eggs in a cocoon. 6. B. 7. Another trick question. The answer is all 3. A. Moles love a juicy earthworm. B. When they're full, they bite the worms' heads off and put them in their pantry. This doesn't kill the worms. It just stops them escaping. C. But sometimes a worm has time to grow another head and escape. How to charm a worm. You will need a fine day, but not too dry. A lawn or flower bed. Make sure the soil is slightly damp. A pitchfork optional. A hi-fi speaker optional. What you do. 1. You are going to pretend to be rain. 2. You can make vibrations by jumping up and down, playing music with the speaker facing the ground, or by sticking a pitchfork into the ground and wiggling it about a lot. This is also known as twanging. Alternatively, use your imagination to create your own sharp shower.
Anyone for a spot of tap dancing? But why does this make the worms come out? Worms like rain because they have to keep their skin moist to prevent it drying out. When they feel raindrops hitting the ground, they pop their heads out to take a look. That you never knew. You can charm an earthworm. Every summer, a primary school near Nantwich, England, hosts a weird competition. It's the World Worm Charming Championship. Yes, it's true. What a charming traditional pastime. Slimy snails and ugly slugs. They're covered in slime, slide along very slowly, and have eyes on the end of stalks. And if that's not ugly enough, they gobble up your garden lettuce. So it's not surprising that people don't like them. But are slugs and snails really that horrible? Do they deserve their Latin reputation? Yes, they do. And here's why. Ugly bug fact file. Name of creatures? Slugs and snails. Where found? Worldwide in the soil, in the sea, and in fresh water. Land slugs and snails like damp places. Distinguishing features. Snails have shell on their backs. Slugs don't. Seven slimy snail facts you don't really want to know. 1. The largest snail in the world is the African giant snail. It can be 34 centimeters from its shell top to its head. It eats bananas and dead animals. 2. The garlic grass snail smells strongly of garlic. Okay, it's not really horrible, but it must give snail-eating birds horribly bad breath. 3. When a snail is chomping away on your mum's prized cauliflowers, it will be using its radula. That's its tongue. The radula is so rough it actually grates its food. 4. Some sea snails, on the other hand, eat meat. These snails have a few sharp teeth, well suited for catching and chopping on their prey. 5. The slimiest sea snails are dog whelks. They lay their eggs in a tough capsule attached to the seabed, but some of the youngsters seize and guzzle their own brothers and sisters as soon as they hatch out. They were tasty, but I've no one to play with now. 6. Another slimy sea snail is the oyster drill. Here's how an oyster drill drills. A. It makes a chemical that softens up the oyster shell. B. It scrapes the shell with its radula, repeating step A as required. C. It sticks its feeding tube through the hole and slurps up the juicy oyster. 7. But snails don't have it all their own way. A tiny worm lives inside the amber snail. Sometimes the worm releases chemicals that turn the snail's tentacles orange. This colorful display attracts a bird that nips off the snail's crowning glory. The worm begins a whole gruesome new life inside the bird. And the snail, it grows new tentacles. So that's all right then. Oh no, they must have turned orange again. Ugly slugs. A slug is just a slimy snail without a mobile home on its back. Come to think of it, slugs have the right idea. Have you ever seen a snail try to get under a really low bridge? Not having a shell helps the slug to slither into nooks and crannies. But slugs have some scintillating secrets. That's if you dare discover them.